listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Ain't stunting on these niggas. Ain't stunting these bitches. Two cigarellos look like extensions.
Yeah, I'm from the South Side. Her mouth wide. My pack loud. My gat loud. I back out and click, clack, pow, pow.
Court day skip trial. My rep is a reptile. An hour later, alligators. I stepped on the work like a stepchild.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips Podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house. We are in the house.
Yes, yes, y'all.
5 p.m. in the motherfucking Eastern time.
You know it, sir.
And we have a full house today, speaking of which. We got three guests, okay? Now, you should be familiar with two of the three at minimum. Minimum. That means if you're not familiar with at least two out of these three people, you don't even listen to our show, and that's terrible. Who are you? How'd you just show up here?
I know so.
Please continue listening, though. The first voice is the lovely Patrice C. And you guys should know her from Twitter and HellAndHeartaches.com and Them Thrones recaps on the show. What's up, Patrice? How you been?
I've been good. Good to talk to you guys and Michelle, who I've missed since she left New York.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of Michelle, our second guest. Who you guys should know from her stint on AM 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for all the people that are awake early and ready to learn about the politics of the day and different references to blackness and pop culture with Eljoy Williams and grumpy Elon James White, you should already know about Nichelle. But for those that don't, maybe you're just into cupcakes, and maybe you know about her that way.
I like cupcakes a lot. Getting.
But she's at Niche on Twitter, which I'm envious of how you got that name.
Yeah, I've been on Twitter for like 6 years, and that's my nickname. So a lot of people ask me, you know, if I got that name because it was short. But I got it because it was my nickname, and then I didn't realize that Twitter was going to be something back then.
Yeah, you got on it first, man. I could tell. I was like, man, she won the name lottery right there. But
yes.
In addition to that, she also has a blog, cupcakes.takethecake.blogspot.com.
My type of woman. Cupcake, mm-hmm. Take the cakes. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to seem too creepy too early.
No. I'm not messing around. Take the cupcakes and the frosting with the sprinkles on top. I ain't got no issues with that.
Michelle, how'd you get into the cupcake game anyway, man? Because my understanding, I think I've asked you this before, and you said, like, I don't even make cupcakes. I'm just running the top of the cupcake game. And I was like, I need to know how this happened.
Me too.
The short story is this. My friend and I, we were interested in, like, getting cupcakes, bringing them to the bar for friends' birthdays and parties, and there were already, like, three or four cupcake places back in 2004 in New York, and we would frequent them, and I had already had my personal blog, and she already had her personal blog, and we decided to start Cupcakes Take the Cake on a whim, and just kept writing about it. People kept sending us links to photos. And then it's just that we coincided when all the other social medias came out, and, you know, with Flickr and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and all of that stuff. So,
because you're kind of at the forefront of the cupcake resurgence.
She's so understated about it.
Yeah.
One of the first times I met Nichelle was in the lobby of the Hilton at South by Southwest dealing cupcakes. In the lobby of the hotel. And when Nichelle says she's from Cupcakes Take the Cake, people who bake and who like cupcakes fall out like they met Paul McCartney or some shit. They do not play. Nichelle is not a game with that cupcake shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've heard more about her than from her. Like, I guess it's just at that level where you don't have to brag anymore. The cupcakes just speak for themselves.
Yep.
It's like if you run into Jay-Z, he doesn't tell you he made the blueprint, you know.
You know this.
Yeah. It's like, I'm Jay-Z. You should, you know. I'm Sean. I'm Sean.
Exactly. He's like, I'm Sean. Good afternoon.
Yeah. that's cool, man. And also, you and Patrice have been friends for a long time. So, like, when we were trying to get her on the show, we had, like, booked her for, like, a separate show at like by ourselves. We like to get the guests on by themselves and we talk and, you know, shoot the breeze, learn about them and all this stuff. And, she said she knew Patrice and I was like, you want to get on them thrones? And she said, yeah. So I'm glad you accepted.
Yes, I'm excited. I watched it again, around 3 o'clock. I skimmed a little bit of it, but I was like, let me be up on the throne.
Oh yeah. Sounds prepared. And of course, now the third voice that you guys heard, everybody should know.
Scary.
It's my boy Justin, aka J Trill, aka the light skinned this nigga in Nebraska. It's you about it, fool. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, everybody? Ladies.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
and of course, Justin also watches Them Thrones, so without further ado, well, actually, no, with further ado, let me introduce the show first, because I once we talk about Them Thrones,
that's going to be it.
I can't make no promises of what other content will get covered.
Nope.
Number one, this is the Blackout Tips. Go to blackouttips.com. Check out the About section. All the contact info is there. Make sure you guys also donate to the show. Leave comments, vote in the poll, stuff like that. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes. We promise to read each and every one, no matter what you say about the show. Maybe you hate Them Thrones and we're spoiling everything for you. I would never discuss it with you unless you wrote a 5-star review telling me about that.
That's so true.
That's the only way negative things get into my creative soul.
That's the only way you can make me care too.
Yeah. And I won't promise to care, but I will promise to read it. I promise that much.
Yeah, that's what I mean by care, reading it.
And you can also, you know, make sure you guys do stuff like, you know, email us and get on the feedback show and stuff. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
Bullet ball extreme.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun game for the whole family. And today's podcast is sponsored. And I need to have a sexy song. I forgot to set up a sexy song. Give me 1 second. Is this sexy? No, it's not. here, we'll just try. I'm going to fake it until I make it with this daydreaming. Yeah, today's podcast is sponsored.
Oh, this is a good sexy song, because, honey, if you do it right, you will be daydreaming when you get finished.
Fellas and ladies, are you trying to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, you should be, okay? Don't just spice things up in the kitchen and the cupcake pantry. Spice it up in the bedroom also. Have you been thinking about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or a dope movie? Just walk in the house like, bam, surprise! Adult movies and shit. Well, here is an offer that you won't be able to refuse. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll be able to get 50% off of just about anything in their entire stock. That's everything, dog. 50% off, and plus you get free adult DVDs, 3 of them. You get free shipping and a free extra gift. I can't even tell you what it is. It's too free. And you can check out adamandeve.com when you put in the code TBGWT when you go check out. That's when you get the 3 free DVDs, free extra gift, and free shipping. That's TBGWT at adamandeve.com. Treat yourself. Okay? Boom. Let's do these thrones, man. This latest episode of Them Thrones was pretty epic. It set up a lot of stuff again. Like, I'm starting to feel like the trend is 2 set up episodes and then a bunch of crazy shit goes down in 2
right
setups.
It's 2 setups and like a payoff, and this was what, the 6th episode of the season?
Mm-hmm.
So they're setting up for the whole second half is what, yeah. I felt like
I was actually happy this was like the first episode without
Khaleesi
and them dragons. I hate her storyline.
Oh, fuck you, nigga. I love her storyline.
Hate her storyline.
Oh, no. Disagree.
And it's mainly her.
See,
and
this is why we can't have you on the show.
But it's different maybe than... My reason is different to yours. In the beginning, she started out, she was showing her titties every episode. She was taking back shots. And I was like, yes! That's my type of woman right there. That blonde.
She got too independent.
Now this bitch, she talking down to people. Like, she got an attitude about herself. I'm just like, I hate her character now.
She has
like,
stopped getting naked since she birthed the dragons.
Isn't that like any, like, Hoda has a come up? She stopped. When have you seen Amber Rose topless lately?
Hey, that's the truth.
She came up, man. I was celebrating her, her being liberated, and Justin is just wanting to see them titties.
Yeah, like this. As a matter of fact, they haven't shown much titties in a while.
Nah, they did it with Podrick.
Egret last week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Egret got naked.
It used to be two or three episode, though, is what I'm saying.
Well, last week was the week of the ass. It was all asses last week.
Yeah. That 7 foot tall ass, we saw all that.
Made her look like a woman, too.
Yeah, so.
I was like, oh, wait, she had the shape up under that arm.
Yeah. I was like, is that an ass double? What is this? But first things first, before I even talk about them thrones, they showed another preview for Behind the Candelabra. I gotta see it, man. That shit looks good as fuck, man. Matt Damon gonna be acting his ass off, man. So I can't wait. They showed him getting surgery this week, so I'm in. Now to them thrones. First things first, they cut to Peter from the Cosby Show hanging out in the woods with a baby and a girl, and this motherfucker didn't even know how to start a fire.
Yeah, they're playing Are You Afraid of the Dark with each other.
Well, I am afraid of the dark, especially in the wilderness with all that shit that's happening out there.
I was thinking, won't the fire attract all the people that they don't want finding them?
Man, that food, I don't know, man. And the other thing, too, is like, to me, because they were talking about the wolves and shit out there in the woods, and I was like, y'all look like a 3-course meal right now.
Exactly.
No, like a baby, dessert.
A baby appetizer.
It's like Goldilocks. It's like, you want a big meal?
Maybe
you want a snack.
Yeah, he's looking like the hot porridge right now in the middle of the woods. And I was thinking that the wolves are probably going to eat good tonight. You know, they were pretty hype. And then she made him sing her a song in the woods. And
because that's what I do when I'm running.
Right. You sing.
I'm like, this is why no white people made it to the North for freedom when the Underground Railroad, because
these
are the exact opposite of things you need to be doing when people are looking to kill you. So I'm sure those dudes are going to catch up with them, because singing and playing with fire and then having a baby crying are like 3 sure ways to get caught in the middle of the woods.
You know, ironically, I was thinking, I knew he got to be hungry. How long? Because he want to eat. Like, this, the whole show, that's all they showing him doing is eat. And I was like, he's not going to make it much longer because he's going to be hungry and weak.
Well, don't sleep on Samwell now. Hold up. Samwell got pockets on pockets on pockets in that coat.
That's true.
Now, as a fat person myself, I got to say, there's no way he's leaving that hut without no snacks.
Yeah. He got some holes in
him.
Time
to grab a knife, he grabbed some granola, too.
Yeah. It's like, what about your sword? He's like, I can't carry that and a loaf of French bread at the same time.
Mm-mm. I need butter.
This is not a sword sheet. This is for rolls. So, speaking of people out in the woods, they cut to my man Brian.
Wait, 1 second with Sam. Oh, did you catch that song that he sang to her when he hit the part about fathers loving the children that she cringed?
Yes. Oh.
She had a second where, wait, what do you mean by love?
Right.
Because I know what went down in my house.
She like, this baby is a love child of some father love, so.
The baby looked dead. I
don't know how they getting out those woods, man. I don't know.
You talking about 3 more days. I was like, nigga, please, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, right. He said three. He said, oh, it's about 3 days walk that way. I'm like, 3 days for you? Three days? Okay, we'll see.
You really know which direction?
Yeah.
Really? You.
Yeah. Y'all niggas going to be right back at that fire tomorrow. Like, what happened? I thought we took a left. But yeah, they cut to Bran and he was sleeping and stuff. And Jorgen was sleeping. Braun woke up. And Osha apparently was about to fight Jojen's right hand woman, his sister or whatnot. And they were just acting like Bad Girls Club Forest.
They were measuring dicks. Like, what? Look how fast I do this.
It was like when you go to somebody's Thanksgiving and the women are in the kitchen, but some of the women don't get along with the other women. It was just like that.
Yep. He tried to put peace to it.
Yeah, it's like, so you call that stirring them peas, huh? Okay. All right. But, yeah, she said they weren't, Osha was like, hey, you skinning that rabbit a little slow. And, the other chick was like, I caught the fucking rabbit. And she was like,
And I would have did it eventually.
Yeah. She's like, go ahead, Michelle.
Did you guys sense some lesbian tension between them?
Maybe.
It was something, yeah. There was at least, like, I think it was more, like, who was going to be Brand's, like, first in command. Because I think OSHA's been sitting pretty as being in charge of keeping him safe. Mm-hmm. And I think Mira maybe wants to come, because her brother has the visions. And she could do without OSHA, period. They don't need her anymore.
I'm like you, Michelle. When I saw that, I was like, he's taking charge. He's going to have them get along. Pretty soon he'll have both of them in his bed.
Mm-hmm. With what legs?
Yeah. You don't need legs. They can rub his back and all the other stuff he might want.
Well, the other thing too is, and OSHA brought this up because I was like, man, she really is being mean to Mara. But then she was like, first time I met you, you put a knife to my throat. And I was like, oh, valid. That's a good point. And that's hard to forget, you know. OSHA's not that type of chick to just let that go.
She is from the wild.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jojen started, I guess he was on that scissor because he started having Lil Wayne syndrome. we found out that apparently the visions, like, kill you over time and shit. So, good luck, Brand. You just coming into your visions. And Jojen's a master, but look like he gonna die at 13 over there. So, that was cool. And then also,
Maggie Simpson Stark finally said something.
Yeah, I didn't know. Right. I was like, can she talk? She took the pacifier out of her mouth. And, I was very impressed.
I paid extra this week.
She's like, I'm finally in the Actors Guild. The other thing I wondered too, does this mean Lil Wayne has superpowers in real life? Is he gonna wake up from the hospital and be like, oh no, Drake got shot? No, like, what happened? Just a dream. Also, I feel like his spirit animal would be like a dog or something, though.
No, you mean a leopard, like them tight pants he wore.
Right, like those jeggings. Jon Snow, we cut to him.
My dude.
Now he is at least 85% cooler after, you know.
He really is.
Seriously. You go downtown on a chick, you know, you have sex in the cave. In the warm waters of Lake Minnetonka or whatever, and next thing you know, you he got a little more swag in his walk.
He got superpowers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she not getting in his head no more. Y'all, like, she'll go at him, and back, you know, last season and earlier this season, it used to bother him, but now he's like, oh, girl, whatever.
Whatever. You still gonna give it to me, whatever.
Yeah. You made that sound, so I know you ain't going nowhere.
But he said, think about it, like, he saved her life and showed her the promised land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All in one scene. Like, he's that dude.
She was
now
still talking about it.
Yep. That thing they do with your tongue in your village.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You're like, what the, she's like, you better not go nowhere, you know, now that I know what that mouth do.
Yeah, he's the man now. He's not getting killed off no time soon.
Are we sure that the guy who wrote these books is not black? Are we sure about this? I haven't seen a picture of the dude, but I was joking because I was like, hey, John better not cheat on Ygritte because she like to cut your dick off tight. She literally said she would cut his dick off the second I had seen.
Exactly. And wear it like a Return to Tiffany's necklace, too. Not just cut it off.
Right.
I'm going to wear this decoration out of that. Just so you're aware.
Yeah, and check the warranty, bitch. It's real.
Yeah.
And she is real, though, because she took her old boyfriend's shoes to climb the wall and gave them to him. Like, I got your back, no matter what.
Right. Let him slip. I don't care.
She definitely about to die for John.
She really, she put the cocaine in her panties. She was like, she was like a Ja Rule song towards the end of the scene. She's like, you gonna be loyal to me because I'm your woman.
Yes.
She put the weed in the hell.
Don't need no more explanation than that. Also, we cut to Arya and she's in the wood learning how to use a bow. That girl is gonna be a beast, man. She learned sword training from, like, the Impossible Sword dude.
Now she's a Spanish guy, yeah.
Yeah, now she learning bow training from fucking Hawkeye in the woods. And she also learned how to assassinate people with the faceless man and shit. Like, she is going to be death on a stick by the time they get done with her, man. So, yeah, she was training and asking a whole lot of questions. And dude's like, listen, you're not gonna be able to stand still and aim and shit when we trying to kill people, so you need to stop doing that right now.
Yes.
So she was like, but what about? And he was like, nah, no, seriously, I kill people for a living.
She's like one of the smartest yet dumbest Starks of them all.
But she's like, a little kid, and I think we still kind of forget that. But she's definitely, in my opinion, the smartest of the Starks, because look at what she had to go through, man. Like, she went to King's Landing, lost her father, immediately mm-hmm. became a refugee, turned into a boy. Like,
you know, not even just lost her father, saw it.
Yes.
Yep. She was there for it.
But she saw the puzzle before her father did. She was like, this place not for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's smart.
We need to leave.
Yep. So, you know, she's stupid. It's just because she a kid, man. Like,
she's adaptable Stark. That's who she is.
Yes. I like her.
The thing is, like, you want to see her take over a kingdom because she would run that bitch.
Yeah.
But she's going to end up.
At least get a period before she does that. Right.
Yeah.
But they're going to end up marrying her off to somebody, and she'll never be able, they'll never show her true greatness.
I can't even picture her being married off to anybody. I don't know how that would work. She'll definitely run that house. But yeah, so Melisandre showed up in red. Just ruining the whole party vibe that everybody had. she had a little meeting with Beric and the priest dude. And I guess I didn't realize this before. I should have put two and two together, but obviously they're that same fire religion, because last week Beric used his own blood to like ignite fire on a sword.
Right.
When he fought the Hound, to his death, I mean. And then this week she came through and was like, hey dog, I need something from y'all. And they was like, I don't even fuck with that religion no more.
I like that he was talking about, like, he didn't believe all that. That was just, like, what people told the kids. And, like, he was like, he drinks now. I was like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. And she was like, but you've been bringing this nigga back to life, like, every other day. He's like, yeah, man, I just be saying them words, man. I don't know.
It barely works. I love that as soon as Melisandre stopped her horse, they cut to Arya's face. That Arya's face was so much, don't trust that new nigga.
I feel like the lady in red got this strange smell to her. Mm-hmm. Like, when she ride up, you like, what is that smell? Like, this bitch stink. What is that?
Is something burning?
Yeah, like, what happened?
Did we put the fire out earlier? No. It smell like smoke.
And it's after she gone that you like, oh.
It was her.
That was her.
Yeah.
Okay. She can't come back no more.
So they had a come to fire Jesus meeting in the cave, and then came out and stole the bastard that makes what do you call those guys? He's a smith. They stole him, and I felt bad too, because and this was good writing, because they led me to believe that he was gonna be cool and stay with them. Cause they was like, hey man, can you make us some hollow point arrow bullets? He was like, yeah man, I got you. There ain't no problem, dog. And then like later it was like, I need you to come with me. And he was like, I guess we ain't gonna get them bullets. All right, bro. Have a good one. They traded
like,
that.
I want to be part of the brotherhood.
Yeah, he's like, I like y'all. One of y'all, right? They was like, no, she got.
I thought we was friends.
Right. You don't disagree with a poltergeist pussy, man. You let that shit.
No.
I'm shocked they even argue with her though. Cause she the type that is like she like Debo pretty much. Like, I don't know if I'm really gonna be negotiating with her. I'm just gonna do what she say. Cause I really don't want them problems.
They look so relieved that she didn't want one of them.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. Why they was even arguing with her in the beginning when she was like, when they was trying to deceive her, like, we not.
I felt like
magic anything.
I felt like they argued with her because in their heart they thought she was coming for them. And then she wasn't, and I was like, oh, okay. It's like, you know, we don't even fuck with that religion no more. Why are you here? And then she's like, cause I need that boy. And I was like, oh shit, take him then, man.
Take him and go.
Yeah.
He even simmered down when she was like, you will make kings rise and fall. He's like, oh, so you ain't gonna kill me.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, she gets by on a lot of she fine. Like, she get by on a lot of that. Because mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of, like, dudes were just like, she fine. It's like, man, she look dangerous. She practiced witch magic and shit. Yeah, but she fine, though.
She got that bad girl's crazy yeah. fine.
She fine in a motherfucker, too. That's how I feel like every sentence ends with her.
Crazy is crazy in the real world and in the fantasy world with the dragons.
Yeah.
And see, the thing is, all of them know if she having a baby, what really that baby gonna look like.
Oh God!
You know what I mean? Like they already know. They haven't seen it, but they know. Like
oh. Also, she on the low. She gave them cash too. She gave them two big ass sacks of coin for the bastard, which prompted my tweet: "Witches be shopping.
Well, other people money too.
Yeah, she bought dude straight cash, homie.
Just the other thing is, why is she even working with the one guy? When she got troops out here in the woods, placed here and there, and only she know where they at.
Yeah, I don't know, man. She a beast, though, man. I don't trust her, but...
And this scene, actually, totally, I haven't read it, but from what I've read online, totally cuts from the book. Gendry and Arya stay together way longer than this in the books.
See, this is why I don't read the books, man. I feel like
I can't now. I feel like I can't.
Well, I'm being justified. A lot of times people are like, if you ain't like... They look down on me. You talk about them thrones, you didn't even read the books. I was like, I don't want to ruin it for myself anyway. So let me enjoy my show.
Somebody I'll get to them later. Yeah. This is the first time I'm doing it this way, but I'll totally get to them later.
Someone tried to spoil it for me. Like, I was like, man, I wonder if she wants that priest or Beric. And dude was like, no, she wants someone in the company. And I said, hey. No hints, no spoilers from you book readers or I will block you.
Yeah, you can't do both. Yeah. If you're reading the book, supposedly the movie will never live up to the book. Yeah.
Ever.
If I'm always know I'm going to watch the movie, then I don't want to read the book then. Yeah, I don't want to be disappointed. I always want to be happy in life.
Yeah.
Well, typically, I'm fine with like reading the... Sometimes I make an effort to read the book first, but this, they're working with the author to genuinely make a whole different situation.
Mm-hmm.
So like, he's even... Like, he hasn't written the last book.
Yep.
But he's told the HBO producers the ending of the book in case he dies.
Yeah, see, man.
So go ahead and finish out the TV show.
Exactly. I'm not spoiling that for myself. Fuck everybody.
And see, this is even more disappointing because now there's an ending to the show and it'll be just like The Wire all over again. I don't want it to end.
So the other thing, too, they cut back to Jon Snow and them climbing the wall. They didn't do anything this time except some people almost fell and they made some jokes. And the only thing I said is these niggas play too much. Okay. I don't know what is up with dudes in this show and playing too much, but calm the jokes down. We are 100 feet off the ground at this point.
Exactly.
Fuck y'all and these jokes.
I was thinking they upper body strength has got to be on fucking point. How do you work out and prepare for that?
That's true.
You know, like, what type of shit do you do to prepare for a workout like climbing a fucking wall?
Not to foreshadow, but not enough for some of them.
This side of the room is going to be gone in a second. Get ready.
Hey, yeah, but it's no gym to go to back then. It's no Bally's Fitness. It's no YMCA. Yeah.
Nobody I know could make that because I used to live on the third floor and people used to get mad I didn't tell them in advance.
Yeah, true. Like I would have, if I was Jon Snow, I would have died at the bottom of the wall when I got there and I was like, hey man, the elevator out. Oh shit. Well, I was gonna betray y'all anyway. Just kill me. I'm not climbing this shit. So back to my favorite storyline of the season. Oh. Passion of the Theon.
Oh.
Yes, we are back and he is suffering so much. I was enjoying it. We still don't know this dude's name.
The boy. That's all we got.
The boy. So, all right, the boy was, enjoying himself. He played a little game with Theon called Guess Why I'm Fucking You Up.
I thought he was Ramsay. I think his name is Ramsay.
Ramsay is his name?
I've only heard him as the boy so far. I have to go back.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down, Michelle.
I wrote a note.
I'm going to tell you right now, Michelle.
Because Simon, the guy who plays the boy, is Simon from Misfits. You know what? I don't even know what's mentioned in the show. It might have been mentioned on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, be careful because if you are wrong, your Twitter will let you know.
She went to the IMBD account.
Yeah, I say stuff on here that's not even technically wrong, and I get like full emails like, "Hey man, did you know?" And I'm like, "Yes, I knew. I'm sorry, okay, I didn't."
Okay,
I
yeah.
Up.
Allegedly, his name is
Ramsey. All right. So they say.
For the tweeters and emailers, I'm calling him the boy until I hear it on the show. So do not email me.
And that's black.
Email Nichelle, okay? Yeah. That's at Niche on Twitter.
Lord.
These niggas are.
All these notes. I had wrote that down.
They be so annoying, Nichelle. It's not your fault.
I know.
They'd be like, I read the book and his name is Larry. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. God damn. I didn't read the book. But anyway, so, he was playing, Hangman with, Theon's, finger.
Oh.
Handman. And I was enjoying that game. It was, guess why I'm doing this to you. If you guess right, then, he cuts your finger off. And if you guess wrong, then he cuts your finger off. So.
Oh, that's a lose-lose, eh?
It's a pretty complex game. It's hard to understand the nuance and the ins and outs.
The trick is to stay in the middle.
Yeah.
And never guess the right answer, but
yeah,
don't go too far wrong.
But, yeah, he definitely went Dexter on that dude's finger. And to his credit, Theon came up with a very valid
reason.
Very, very comparable. He put them pieces together like Miami CSI. And you the brother of the dude that, and he was like, that is a good point, but you forgot to ask if I'm lying and cut the finger off.
Well, damn.
He gave him the end just playing at the end. It was like, oh, y'all.
I mean, he had to know not to trust this dude. First of all, he killed his own people just to trick him and get him loose and watch him ride a horse.
Yes.
And then take him right back to the hideout again. I'm still confused as the purpose of that, but, you know, it worked for him.
Yeah.
I think it was to get him to confess to everything, to find as much information as possible.
Mm. Yeah, well, I also like, go ahead, Michelle. Well, what I love with Theon is in the midst of all this, this is my favorite part of the whole show, in the midst of all this shit, when dude is like, look, you win the game, you know, I'll cut your finger off and, I won't make you beg for it. And he's like, and you let me go?
He's begging like some kids.
Of course not, dumbass. Oh God. That was so good.
And he set it up. There's going to be a lot more passion of the Theon when somebody says to you, if you think this has a happy ending, you have to pay attention.
I wish HBO would show a light bulb moment over his head and just pause it and be like, ding, 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 ding. You wish you just stay loyal to the Starks.
Yeah. I want a, not going anywhere for a while. I want that. So we cut back to Robb Stark, and Brother Stark is in a meeting with, some of Lord Frey's men, and they're bringing up old shit, like that time that, you know, he gave his word to marry Frey's daughter so they could combine kingdoms and,
this was an ex-wife conversation. Like, okay.
Yeah. And, so basically, he was sitting up in there like, yeah, man, I know I fucked up, and I'm sorry. What do y'all need from me to make this right? You know, and they wanted one of the did they want Casterly Rock? I forget which one they wanted, but they wanted
Harrenhal.
Yeah, they wanted Harrenhal. That's it. They wanted Harrenhal. Like, hey, dog, we're gonna, you know, hook me up with that shit. Also, I'm gonna need you to marry one of my daughters. To somebody, you know, in the kingdom so that, you know, we can still have this alliance. And the dude that fucked up last week he was like, Rob was like, we'll just have him marry the daughter. That's cool. And all of a sudden he started getting standards.
He made that say, that's the shit I don't like. I don't
want
to do that.
Yeah. He's like, hold up. I don't know what she looked like. This ain't, you know, it's like, I'm not about to get catfished. So he needs to see some, Facebook pictures and some, proof pictures. He want to Skype with the girl first.
Can you blame him?
You know?
Well, you know, I get it, but it's war and the kingdom's on the line.
And how many wives?
That don't mean nothing when you're concerned about, you know, what your pussy look like. You fucking you. You won't be sure it look right. You don't care about no war.
Well, he's the one that fucked up everything in the first place.
But see, at the time you're making a decision, you don't really consider what your faults is. You go, she got to look good.
Let me tell you what you consider. Rob Stark just cut a nigga's head off last week.
Like a boss, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sometimes you do what you got to do, bro.
I keep wanting him to keep that mentality, though, with that whole get down or lay down mentality. Like, you know what? He's with us or against us.
Yeah, he growing into it, man. I don't want him to be too evil, but he growing into some grown man decision. But, homie didn't, and at the end, did he capitulate and say he would marry the chick? Because I kind of...
It was kind of like, it was an even sort of toast.
He did.
So, Nichelle, you say he is?
Yeah, because then Rob said that he, it was almost like he owed him or something like that. Yeah. So I thought he was going to do it. But it was just, I just thought it was silly that he was even protesting.
Yeah, I don't trust him. Like, that shit, it was one of those moments where, like, what he brought up was such a small matter in the face of war that it was like, really, dude, I don't trust you. I don't even believe you're gonna do that shit. So, we'll see. Kingslayer was, sitting down to a nice dinner with, his captor, the leader of, whatever that is, whatever family that dude was the leader of, but, I noticed that in the background they had a flag that looked like that thing that Theon is on.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if what that means. Maybe that's the people who have Theon too, but they had a dude on the flag of an X, like a dude on one of those X cross apparatuses on their flag, and he did not look very happy, so... so that dude might be done. I think his name is Bolton, like Roose Bolton or something like that. But apparently he's gonna give Jamie back to his daddy.
Yeah, because they were in Harrenhal. I don't know if that's the flag they fly at Harrenhal, but that dinner was at Harrenhal.
Okay. Well, they gave him. They said, "Look, dawg, you can go back home." And then Jamie was like, "Hey, what about Brienne? Can she come with me?" And he was like, "Hey, that's how you lost your hand in the first place,
all
right?"
All these questions.
Yeah.
No, you're old, dog. No, you're old.
Getting a little heavy,
yeah,
so.
He basically said, "Don't play the Kingslayer card. Yeah, you just go.
Yeah, you just have a good time back with your daddy, and good luck with the hand."
But he also said, "Make sure you tell your dad I'm not the one to cut your hand off." And yeah, I did not approve that. even while making commands, he know his role, that he's still scared of Jamie Farber.
Yeah, that's true. So we don't know what's gonna happen to Brienne now, but
yeah, but did you catch Brienne in that dress? That was the most disrespectful thing they could have done. They almost raped her a few weeks ago.
Yes, she looked so she looked like the ladies in heels and at the WNBA draft.
Yep.
You know, where it's like, you have never worn heels before, and I can tell.
And why start today?
Yeah.
But she was getting ready to kill him. She was ready to kill him with that butter knife.
Jamie had to hold her hand like, don't kill him. Don't kill him.
Please. You know, she looked like Tom Hanks and Bosom Buddies.
it was super awkward.
Oh, all right. So,
you know, Jamie's been treating her with a lot more respect once she seen she actually is a woman.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's what it was.
Maybe that's all it needed.
And I keep telling women in life, my women friends, is listen, if you want a dude to treat you right, you got to show him a little something. You can't just keep walking around here making demands.
That's excellent love advice, man. You should start a Twitter account or something.
It's true. Think about all your past relationships, ladies. You was making demands before he actually got to see the goods. You wasn't. Arguing back and forth.
Okay.
A lot of hostility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Twitter. Anybody with a penis could be a relationship counselor.
that's the qualifications.
It's good to know. That's why Justin's on the show, because he finds, you know, love advice in the smallest things.
Yep.
Then the best scene of the show happened, and that's Lady Olenna talking to Tywin Lannister.
Oh. I've been waiting all season. From the moment I saw Lady Olenna, I was like, I want her to hang out with Tywin.
Yes. And like, first when they show the scene, they just show her face. And I'm like, who's she talking to? And then they flip to the other side of the desk. I'm like, it's going to be good. Let's go. So they were talking about the combining of their kingdoms, and he's basically giving her the rundown of who all is marrying who, because last week he decided that Sansa's going to get married to the imp, and that Cersei's going to marry Loras, and that way they the Lannisters still keep the Northern Kingdom in their under their purview, and then of course Joffrey's going to marry Margaery, and he was basically giving her the details, and they got a little personal.
What?
You know, because she and it was the first time I really saw her on her heels a little bit, you know, because like normally people just see her and they shut the fuck up because they like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they just like get quiet. And she's like, oh, well, this is no fun. So she he hit her with that haymaker off tops and was like, look, this is what's going to happen, because if not, I'm going to tell everybody that Loras is gay.
She really hit him with the and.
Yep.
She hit him with the Dream Hampton, like, who isn't gay? Like,
you know, sand swallower through and through. What? Yeah.
She was like, let he who has not sucked the first dick throw the first stone.
Exactly.
She really made it seem like that is what boys do when they go out to play. And
I didn't even question him. Like, you went to all boys camp. What did you do?
I felt like he was lying.
Buggery. I love that. Discreet buggery.
Yeah, discreet buggery, yeah.
I felt like he was lying when he said no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't look that, like, he looked incredulous, but not confident.
He was shocked that she even asked. Like, wait, you're going, I'm Ty, wait, you know my name is Tywin, right? I'm not Tyrion. Tywin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, when he said no, I just didn't believe him. I just didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was the quiver in his lips. I don't know. I just didn't believe him.
So he brought up, you know, the gay stuff, and she was like, push y'all. And then she was like, speaking of which, and family having sex, what up with that incest, young? And he was like, what? We bringing up that incest in my face like this.
I'm bringing up old stuff.
I don't appreciate this. You're making me look bad. He just put all the cards on the table.
But she was like, no. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She made him address it.
We're going to talk about it.
And
I got a sword swallower. You got a brother fucker. What? We can be family.
Cause she hit him with the.
She's old.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the eggs. Yes.
So you gonna give me that old ass bra? She ain't gonna have no kids. She can't have no babies. Look at her. She did her like Wesley Snipes in New Jack City. She can't have no kids, man. But yeah. So she flipped on her, and at the end that granddaddy Lannister was just like, look, I'm about to sign this shit right here and make Loras have to be the bodyguard to young serial killer Dexter, King
Joffrey.
And
join the Night's Guard. Yeah.
Yes. And if you join the Night's Guard, you can't have no babies. Okay. So you won't even have an heir to the throne. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's a good point. But I don't think you'll do it. And he was like, oh, really? I got the paper right here. Nigga, I'll sign it.
In your face.
I already drew the shit up. He was ready, man. I was like, God damn, he ready to send the inner key and everything. So once he got to the paper, she grabbed the pen and was like, all right, then, man.
She should have let him sign it, because she said herself, I mean, technically, it's not even Joffrey Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
She said it herself. She should have been like, and so it really is like a null and void contract. What we saying here, dog?
Yeah, that's true, man. Like, she fell back, but I think Lady Olena just enjoys the good back and forth, man. Honestly.
But she said so at the end. She's like, it's a rare enough thing that a man who lives up to his reputation, because nobody else can play to her.
Mm-hmm.
They might have to have tea on a weekly basis and just go back and play. this time next week, she's going to be like, my date is missing something.
Yes.
See, they trumpets.
They're just going to show up next week like, let's talk about your old ass trifling daughter. He's like, you still got a gay son? He's like, good.
Nothing's changed.
Tywin was really willing to go. She was a woman. He could have shot her down. He didn't even have to have that whole conversation with her.
Yeah, nah, she was shrewd.
She got respect out there in those streets. Because I was trying to figure that out, too. Like, she making business decisions like she actually run things around there. I was like,
uh-huh. Speaking of sexual tension, I felt something for them. I was like, kiss her.
Oh, I can't even. The amount of dust that would come off of that.
Well, they can hold hands and walk or something. Dust. I don't know what old people do. I don't know. I've seen, but then again, you know what? I've seen Viagra commercials. Who knows? So that was one of my favorite scenes. And then at the end, they were climbing the wall again, Jon Snow. And someone threw that pick in the wall. And that shit turned into like an Acme cartoon because all the snow decided, I've had enough. Fuck it though. And the wall just started crumbling in front of them. And like, 8 or 9 people just died immediately, fell all the way to the bottom. And, Jon Snow and, Ygritte were on the part of the wall that started to disintegrate. And so they were just hanging there. But the two people, orange beard dude and then dude that don't trust Jon Snow, they were both, hanging out near, you know, above where the fissure was. And, because everyone's tied to each other like true mountain climbers, Ygritte and Jon Snow was just hanging in the wind, dude, hanging at the wall, and about to die because dude that don't trust him was like, hey, we gotta cut him.
That's all wrong. He went straight for his knife. He didn't even pause.
Like, the dude at the top was at least like, we can work something out. Maybe I can hold it. And the dude in the middle was like, I didn't like your punk ass anyway. Light-skinned motherfucker.
It must have been his girl, and we don't know it. They just ain't said it.
Maybe that was his ex, yeah. Maybe he was wearing his show. He's like, got my snowshoes on anyway. But yeah, he's like, it was like New Jack City. He's like, I don't trust him anyway, pretty motherfucker. And start cutting the rope. And so Jon Snow did some official impossible white man shit, man. Like, he was on some Stallone and Cliffhanger. Like, he swung the rope, got that little momentum going, got to a part where there was some snow left, got a hold on it right as they cut his rope. Ygritte fell. He was holding her up as he was, like, you know, had his knives or whatever plunged into the mountains. And then he gave her, he was like, he did the whole take my hand thing that, you know, impossible white men do, and carried her up. And then they got to the top, and she looked like her vagina had never been more frozen because it was clearly wet, like, from all of the madness that he displayed in that moment, man. Like, she... Like, if she didn't love him before, man, there's no way she's not in love now.
Yo, what did that random cliff come from that he was able to stand up and grab her hand and pull her up?
It was like a little 2-inch little ledge that you saw as he was swinging. It wasn't even like a real piece.
Yeah.
Like, I think he literally had feet on it.
I'm so afraid of heights. And as high up as they was,
yeah,
she'd have been on her own. Like, love or not, baby. You
that's
know
why you are not the impossible white man.
Exactly. What's crazy is she is the only one that knew his secret, because she said, I could tell from the way you ate my pussy that you really are not going to betray the crows. And he was like, what you talking about? And she was like, I know. But after this, man, it's like, you know, he could have cut her loose and been like, well, that's one less person know my secret. But since he carried up, she was looking like, I don't care, I'll follow you to the end of the earth. So
that was the most complimentary way to call somebody a liar, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're too good for this shit. I see you.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do, boo. But you're going to be loyal to me, right? That's what she said.
She just want to be a part of whatever he got going on, because it's better than what she got going on.
Yeah. Plus, she was like, I cut your dick off.
Typical
so.
Groupie.
Exactly.
I don't know how other fellas take it, but that is always serious. A serious conversation to me. Oh, yeah. Also, Loras was talking to Sansa, and these niggas are made for each other because...
Look.
I felt like Sansa walked into his living room and he had the same bridal shower magazine that she had, and they were like,
if a man tells you, he explains your wedding dress to you and adds French sleeves for your benefit, you might want to go ahead and walk away.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so damn clueless. She has no idea. Like, dude said, she's like, you know, I've always wanted a beautiful wedding. He's like, me too, girl.
A bride can come. Mm-hmm. A rat could come through if she had to.
Yeah, he was sounding like, and I'm gonna be in a dress with French sleeves. I mean, you gonna be in a dress with French sleeves because I'm gonna need a bride, right? Right. Okay. I'm not gonna be the bride.
And you're gonna have them Prada heels on, just mm-hmm. you know, the ones I like with the pink pumps.
Right. So yeah, man, he said he's been dreaming of a wedding since a little boy. And her dumbass is still thinking they was gonna get married. She
called his brooch a pen.
Yeah, and he corrected her.
Yes.
That's like if
in discussion. Like, really?
Like as a man, if a woman was like, "Well, I see you have a shirt and it has the French cuff," I'd be like, "What does that mean?" Yep. Like what is the French cuff? What is that?
You shut her down. Learn your accessories trick.
Mm-hmm. It's like that is a knight. Is that a Windsor knot in your tie? I don't know. It's tied. I don't know. But Loras knew. Oh yeah, the imp thinks Joffrey tried to kill him. Now he thought it was Cersei. Now he thinks it's Joffrey. And it's been so damn long. I fucking forgot. I couldn't remember if Cersei gave the order or Joffrey. Yeah. Is Cersei?
I don't know.
Did they show it? They didn't show it. They just showed somebody.
Oh, they just showed
you
tried to kill him? Okay. Okay, well, she threw him under the bus, dude, because she let that dude think her son tried to kill him. She ain't shit.
I believe it, though.
Of course she would.
Yeah, she ain't shit. Even if it was her, she would say it was Joffrey. Not that Joffrey not motivated to do it, but any other mother would be like, "You're not going to touch my baby." She was like, "Is that nigga? Fuck him."
And I love the fact 2 weeks ago when the dad put her in check, was like, "You ain't as smart as you think you are." Yeah. Like Tywin's smarter than you, but you're not as smart as you
I also think like you are. That Cersei was looking like, you know what, he don't listen to me anyway. So do what you got to do. Tyrion had to go explain to Sansa the new marriage arrangements.
And I can't even with Sansa. That second part with Shay, when she's like, "When I get married, can my family come?" Bitch, where are you mailing the invitations?
Yeah,
you don't got no fucking. What the fuck are we even? Shay was like, "I may be a hoe, but you stupid." Like,
I'm sure they can come to the beheading if you want to invite them.
No.
Good grief.
I was like, they have to do things to show how dumb she is, though. They have to.
Yeah. So, yeah, he had to tell. Now, Tyrion, I felt bad for, because he had to tell this chick in front of his real woman.
Yeah, he was shook, too.
Hey, close the door. My daddy say we got to get married.
Oh, your daddy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So, yeah, Shay looked mad as shit. And later when they cut to Sansa watching Lord Baelish's ship go off.
Little finger just sailing off into the wind and she's tearing up.
I think I hate her.
You know, and Shay's just looking at her like, this bitch.
She is my, I think she is my Lena Dunham of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my good, something bad happening to you again.
Oh, all the bad things like happen to you and nobody but you.
Oh Lord. Oh man, that was so good.
She needs to though. Cause she vouched for Joffrey back in the day when he first came to their house and he was being an asshole.
I'll never forget. And she told her dad to say he was a traitor.
Yep.
And then he got his head cut off because Joffrey don't play that shit.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of not playing that shit, Baelish is a cold-blooded pimp.
Yep.
That dude had a conversation and was like, he was sitting there looking at them swords, mad as shit. And, dude came up and was like, "Oh, you looking at the iron sword, whatever the thing?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's not even 1,000 swords in there. It's like 200. I counted. And also, I know you had a spy in my organization, but I took care of that shit because you done fucked up my plan to marry Sansa. So fuck you, Varys. And by the way, your little buddy that was snitching, I gave her to Joffrey."
Which is like, oh no.
Right. It's like, I didn't just put her down. I had her tortured, you know?
And it wasn't to the end. I really was wondering, like, well, what did he do to this one? Like, because he creative when it comes to torturing motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. He can be real creative. And I was wondering, this nigga shot her with his bow.
Yeah.
And he was playing with a few weeks ago, yeah.
And Littlefinger gave, I think, the speech of the show. Because he broke down this shit where he
it was beautiful.
Yeah, because he was like, man, why the fuck did you cock block me, dude? And Varys is like, well, first of all, I have no cock. I've been blocked forever. But number two, I did not want you to fuck up the round, dog. You know, if you take power, it's going to be chaos. And he was like, you poor little simp. Chaos is a ladder. That's how you get successful, motherfucker. Chaos is how you can rise to power if you don't have the bloodline. And my ass is about to rise to power and you fucked it all up. And Sansa fell down the ladder of power to the bottom. So.
You don't even know there's a ladder.
Yeah. Sansa thought it was a footstool. She don't know what's going on.
Yeah, she don't know. But the hoes that got tortured mm-hmm. with the arrows was a callback to how Arya was like shooting the arrows, and she said face, tits, and balls, and that was almost the same spot for mm-hmm. that girl.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. Yep, that's a good point, man.
Deep, son. Deep.
And the fact that they basically killed Roz off screen, and she's been such a character for the first three seasons, she was like the conduit to get to all the hoes.
Yep, man. I hated they lost Roz like that, dog. But you can't fuck around on Littlefinger, man. I don't know what made her get so comfortable, man, but you can't be snitching on Littlefinger, dog. Like, that nigga is a cold-blooded Chicago pimp, man.
From the streets of West Baltimore. They don't know about him?
Yeah, and then finally they got to the top of the mountain, and that was the end of the show, and they play Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
I'm wondering how they're going to get down. Like, do I have to climb down the other side of the wall? Can we go to the elevator?
Yeah, all right. It's like, can we take the steps back down?
And who else made it up the wall? It was only four of them. Where everybody else at?
For the record, by the way, I don't know if people noticed this, but Them Thrones was trending Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was.
Yeah, we were trending, guys. So people been spreading the word, enjoying Them Thrones. And when I typed in hashtag D, Them Thrones automatically populated on my tweet deck. I was like, what? So thank you, everybody, for listening. Now, let's talk about what we look forward to next week before we get off this topic. Justin, is there anything you're looking forward to next week? Obviously, I guess not Daenerys, since you're some type of hater.
I like the whole show. I really wish it was like 3 hours long. I'm always disappointed when those 55 minutes are up. Mm. I really want to see the young girl get back to her brother and her mother, mm-hmm. even though I know that's not going to happen till next season sometime. Mm. I don't know. I just want the show to be 3 hours.
I want to see what's going to happen to Brienne. I don't know what's up. Like, her face in the like, they showed the trailer for the next episode at this, and when they was like, don't worry, we'll take good care of her, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, hell.
Like, y'all niggas like to play too much. Yeah, yes, Nichelle. I was like, y'all like to rape too much. Yeah, I don't like y'all the way y'all roll in y'all circle.
Y'all too rapey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all dudes have no respect for women. And also, I want to see Passion of the Theon some more. I never could get enough. Listen, man, I know people probably think it's sick at this point, but fuck this nigga. He killed innocent kids. Don't forget. So, yes, if they do a whole hour of just Passion of the Theon next week, getting rid of his other digits, I will be fine with that, because fuck that nigga. He is such a punk. So I want to see some of that. And, of course, Samwell in the Woods. What about you, Nichelle? What you looking forward to next week?
I would love to know what's going to happen with Brienne, but I mean, only to see Grey Worm. I don't know if he's going to show up again, but he was kind of hot. I don't know.
You know, he's like
the dragons and Grey Worm.
Yeah. Like, Varric really let himself go when he got his unit cut off, but Grey Worm still found a way to keep moving in life. You know, I think, not having a penis would mess a lot of men up. But that dude really took it all in stride, man. Like, that whole army of Unsullied is just like, we're not going to let this defeat us, man. So props to him. And, this Barack Obama looking self. What about you, Patrice? What you looking forward to next week?
Well, I'm looking forward to your interpretation of Passion of the Theon. I personally can't stand when they start cutting at him, but I enjoy when you get at Theon. That makes me happy for you. And I want to see Tyrion and Sansa get married, which apparently is supposed to happen next week.
Oh, man.
Because Sansa is going to, she'll be mad until they show her that it is a lemon cake, and she'll be fine. Yeah. And, And ultimately, I think Tyrion and Shay are going to have a conversation with her, and then they'll be in a position where they can be together, and then Sansa will just be behind the scenes, and he'll only have to do it once to get her pregnant and be done.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. You know, yeah, of course, team fuck Theon. So
I think Theon being tortured by his own family too.
Oh, that would be so good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, like if his sister walked in
his
on
sister,
the next one.
Yeah, because we already know his father hated him, and then he tried to show his sister up.
Mm-hmm. I'd be good with that.
I'd write that down. That sounds good. That's a good prediction.
Yeah. I'm good. See, this is why we had Justin here for love relationship advice and stuff like this.